101X Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends, except our man Jason is out sick today, so it's Nick and Emily holding things down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
That's right.
Oh, I really do like that drop. I know it doesn't really include me, but...
That was a classic shower thought, and I was like, that's genius, Nick. That's next level stuff.
You're
right there.
Funny.
I am. Let's see. You can tweet at the show at 101X Morning X. Davis the Door Guy says, loving the energy. Y'all are crushing it this morning.
Aw, thank you.
And I really hope you're not talking about Emily's energy that she had off air that may have hopefully not bled onto the... Lots of swear words come from this one, and
sorry.
I wasn't sure that I had the mics off, so hopefully you guys didn't hear that. But what you will hear right now is some news.
Yeah.
There it comes.
Yeah.
Suppose I should check. Nope. Brought to you by pants.
Yeah. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to.
That's what I'm supposed to say.
I know. I was
like,
waiting for it.
Right here. No.
Like,
jump
in.
Are you gonna let me say it?
Say
whatever you want. Let's see. We do misinterpret the news. Let's go with some spelling stuff. Emily just told me that she is not a good speller.
No. I have never even been close to qualifying for the spelling bee, although I did. Almost qualify to get into the geography bee.
Okay.
I know it. I totally know it.
Yep. That doesn't mean I'm good at it. That just means I'm very good at guessing, as we learned.
Everybody else is worse.
As we learned in the last game of Quebec, I am a great guesser sometimes.
Yeah. Devonna said they pronounce it Quebec, which I think, I don't know if that's in Canada as well or if that's just there. But let's see. Most misspelled words of 2020, according to some news report.
Yeah. Do you want me to give a guess?
Yes.
Vaccine.
Okay.
I think vaccine's definitely one. Would Pfizer be called a word? I think it's all like medical related. Pfizer. And I'll throw out another one, okay?
Uh-huh.
Chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum. I don't know if there's lots of demand for chrysanthemum. You're in the right wheelhouse. Quarantine was the most misspelled word of 2020. And I do remember trying to...
Yeah.
Having to write that on all of podcasts and blogs and things, quarantine.
Yeah, and it doesn't look right ever.
Well, yeah. See, I had to go phonetic with it. I had to learn how to go quarantine. But I eventually got it. Quarantine, number one word. This says that most Googled how to spell search in 12 different states was quarantine, and apparently most people were typing in corn-teen.
Oh, with the C?
Two words, C-O-R-N-T-E-E-N, quarantine, to try to figure out how to spell quarantine. I just
that makes
thing.
Me very
I know
sad.
It. I totally know it. Yeah.
I mean, do people understand that quarantines have been around pre-COVID? Like,
no.
This isn't a COVID-created word.
No.
You could
they
quarantine
don't.
Pre... You're probably technically supposed to quarantine.
Well, there were lots of quarantines, but we weren't spelling it. It didn't dominate the headlines. It wasn't every day.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, but...
Coronavirus was the third most misspelled word. Six states, that was their top misspelled word.
Yeah, I remember calling it just like Corona for the biggest... junk for the big beginning of calling it Corona.
I remember the very beginning, I was like, okay, are we calling it coronavirus or are we calling it COVID-19?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I switched to COVID-19 because then I realized after saying Corona for a while, I was like, I sound really uneducated right now. So I'll just skip to COVID-19.
I know some people that are just calling it the Coronas.
The Coronas?
The Coronas.
Yeah.
The virus. Don't call it... The China, don't do any
of
those things.
No, that's stupid. Please don't do that. But Corona,
I wanted to be Team Coronavirus versus Team COVID. I felt like Team COVID was you trying to be too formal, too fancy, just like, excuse me, it's COVID-19. And coronavirus, the disease is COVID-19, coronavirus. But COVID was definitely easier spell, so I switched over to COVID.
Yeah.
Number two most spelled word is favorite. People put an extra U, favorite.
Oh, it's not, that's like British. Like
it
British,
is,
British
but
that,
I'm looking at some of the states that favorite was West Virginia, Georgia, Iowa. They ain't no British people there doing that. That's just ignorance.
Nobody. That's old European settlers.
Here, do you want to guess the number one misspelled word in Texas real quick?
In Texas. Ooh, okay. Number one misspelled, actually.
I'm confident you can get it.
Oh, not actually.
I'm confident.
Confident?
You can get it.
Confident?
It's confident. Number one most misspelled word in Texas. which is just, we were spelling it D-A-N-T with an A at the end and not an
Dant,
E.
Dant, confident.
So that's an easy thing. Also fun, the number one most misspelled word in Washington, D.C. was succeed. There's a Congress joke in there somewhere.
That's funny.
101X, Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason, our guy, is out sick. Nick and Emily are in studio holding down the fort, trying to keep going as much as we do. So we're going to do some That Guy here right now. Just real quick, taking you guys behind the scenes. I was looking for the That Guy intro, and I found this.
That guy's high. Don't listen to him.
That's fun.
Was
that
you?
That's me, yeah.
Aww.
I don't know who I was talking about, but do not listen to that guy. So yeah, let's do some That Guy real quick.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
Can't break a fever guy. Don't be that guy.
Hey,
I don't know if you
Jason.
Guys, yeah, I don't know if you guys have noticed. We've been out without Jason here for a little bit. And it's because he's sick. He's got a fever. Now, I don't want to violate the HIPAA, HIPP, whatever laws. But I know that my man had a big poker tournament last weekend, which usually means lots of alcohol, lots of staying up late. And I guess he did really good because he broke his immune system. He's had a fever, and hopefully we'll get him back tomorrow. But if not, we'll continue on to do this. And I don't know. I just know that the best way I know to get Jason healthy and to have him, like, mm-hmm. rouse his white right blood cells is to let me run the show. Like, I can feel him right now in his bed, probably in like a fever sweat. Just like Nick is on the radio, messing everything up, dropping plates, and so he's probably dragged himself. He's trying to drag himself to his Tesla right now as we speak. Hopefully,
yeah, he's healing as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is all of his wounds, yeah, like his bullet holes are just closing up.
I'm convinced that's the only reason that the bosses in the suits would let me do this. It's just a last ditch effort to rouse his spirit, but. Speaking of letting people do things, Emily has a that guy.
Oh.
So I told her she'd fire off. She's like, oh, we can do this. Put it on the list for one day. I was like, today's the day, Emily.
Today's the day. Today's the day we discuss this, okay?
If there are any break glasses in cases of emergency, they're all breaking today, okay? So hit me with your that guy.
All right. So here we go. Responding to Instagram stories with only emojis. Please. For the love of God, don't be that guy.
All right, I don't like this one, Emily. I changed my mind.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Don't be.
This is not a problem.
Putting a song while I'm in the middle of talking. Don't be that guy either, Nick. No, that's how it feels like. Whenever I put Instagram stories, whether it be our Instagram or my own personal Instagram or whatever, for some reason, now that Instagram has that stupid quality of, hey, we can just respond with an emoji. Mm-hmm. I can respond with a laughing, crying emoji.
And just got two notifications.
I know. People, people are not. They're going to be doing it. There are certain people out there who might be listening who respond to every single story with an emoji. What does that mean?
I mean, it's all eggplants, right?
No.
Eggplants and
peaches.
It's
not even that. It's like a laughing face. It's a smiling face.
But that's
good. It's a fire.
That's good. They're interacting with us. We're getting results.
But when it's on my own personal page, it really offends me because it'll be people that I haven't talked to in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'll post a story of maybe, I don't know, a picture of me, a selfie. And then somebody that I haven't talked to in a while will send an emoji. And it'll be like a, I don't know, it'll be like a cryptic smile emoji. And I'm like, what does this mean? How do I respond to that? I always just like it. Mm-hmm. Like the message. What do I say? Like, oh my gosh.
You gotta just develop some sort of like, send them an emoji in response that's not like a, I mean, you could just do the thumbs up or something, but figure out a joke.
Passive aggressive though.
Like what I do whenever I need just a goofball emoji is I do a three music notes, saxophone, whale, and then just look like a whale playing saxophone. It means nothing, but it's just, I just fire that off. It's like,
God.
And it's just a nonsense response that means nothing. Hopefully people are like, man, either. Hopefully like that guy's hilarious and not that guy's weird.
Yeah. What's weird about it too is like, especially on some longer stories, you know how you click through stories and every one is like a different, it's the same video. It's just, you know, in different parts. People will respond to every single part. Like, just wait until the end of my rant, and then you can respond with an emoji. You don't have to respond on every single part of the Instagram story with an emoji. And they're all different emojis, different reactions.
Yeah, because I'm way older than you. I have this problem with email, where I will send somebody in the building just like a, hey, here's this thing, or schedule this social media post, or whatever, we're going to record this segment for our This Is Not Good video series.
Mm-hmm.
And then they begin this whole thing of like, they send me an email back of saying thank you. And I have to be like, okay, you're welcome. And then that's like, where does it end?
You're break welcome. The and then they're like, oh, no problem. And you're like, no, seriously.
I also
thank
wish
you
I had
so
the courage
much.
To like respond to girls' Instagram posts and things and comment on them. Cause I'm just like, that just, to me, that's the ultimate creep move. Like, that is just like, hey, I'm hidden in the shadows. Like, I've got a friend and she is constantly posting pictures of fun t-shirts with like words and slogans on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. She's quite, she fills out those shirts really well.
Okay.
Like, she can put a lot, like a super long
she's
word
blessed.
On there.
Hashtag
yes,
blessed
yes.
on her
well,
shirt.
I think hashtag purchased. But,
That's blessed.
It's a blessing for me. I'd be happy to give it my side. I gave seal of approval from producer. And I always just want to be like, you know, but then I'm like, hey, it's obvious that, like, I haven't responded in like 6 months. And every time it is, it's not pictures of you, you know, showing off your coffee cup or your food or anything like that. It's just your chest. It's just your chest that I respond
to. That's a little too obvious.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't
be that guy.
No.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
101X, Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out sick. Unfortunately, Nick and Emily are holding down the fort. And we're going to do some sports.
Morning X Sports.
Let's see. An Olympic runner. Shelby Houlihan, who is the American record holder in the 1,500 and 5,000 meters. Has tested positive for a banned substance and is banned for 4 years, which would include the upcoming Olympics if they happen in Tokyo.
Oh, no.
And she is saying it is because of a pork burrito that she ate.
Okay.
Of all of the...
Why pork?
Well, okay. Glad you asked. Glad you asked. Let me get rid of this thing here, and then we can tell you. So let's follow along here, kids. She tested positive for the anabolic steroid nandrolone.
Okay.
Which, let's see, it is a long, she says it's been long understood by WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, that eating pork can lead to a false positive for this steroid, since certain types of pigs produce it naturally in high amounts. And that pig organ meat, also known as offal, sounds awful to me, has the highest levels of nandrolone. And so she said that she made a list of all the food she ate leading up to her December 15th test. And 10 hours before she got tested, she ate a pork burrito from an authentic Mexican food truck that serves pig offal, whatever, pig organ meat at near her house. And so she's notified the AIU, Athletics Integrity Unit, that does all the steroid testing. She says she's passed a polygraph test, that she has not done steroids, and that she has submitted a hair sample to be analyzed by toxicologists, which I want to believe her, but she is still a track and field athlete, and they are notorious for doing performances and enhancing drugs. And it's like the baseball is freaking out now because of pitchers being able to make their hands sticky with substances.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that's just what happens, and that's what you do. That's how you compete, is to do all that stuff. But if this is true, then do a bunch of tests, and hopefully they will let her in.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of... Part of me is like, I want to believe her, because how terrible would that be? Like, what a misfortune to be like, wow, I just really wanted to support this authentic Mexican restaurant, and... I just like that. That would be really, really rare. But
well, look, I understand that this is a totally natural substance to eat for certain cultures and peoples and things, and lots of people do it, have no problems with it. I myself, I'm notoriously known as a sausage guy, and who knows what they're putting in the sausage. So there's lots of gross stuff in there that I'm eating. But just when you just say organ meat, that makes me think of like. Kidneys and hearts and just like you're just shoving a whole bird into a blender and then putting it in a tortilla.
Yeah.
I remember when I did a study abroad in Japan, and we went out to one of the restaurants around there with some of the other students, and they were showing us all like the cool fun things, like, oh, try this, it's awesome. Like, well, what is it? And they're just like, well, it's bird organ meat. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, and the other thing too,
I also don't like crawfish or lobster, so opportunity.
That's a whole other time of me.
If I can picture something specific crunching in my mouth, I'm out. So if I'm picturing myself just, you know, some pig lungs or a pig gallbladder, and I can just feel it smashing in between my teeth and squishing all that, but no.
I agree with you. I mean, my thing too with this story is, How big was this burrito? Because I feel like if she ate it 10 hours before, right? I mean, I don't know science completely, yeah. But typically, like, I feel like I always say 8 hours is good for anything. 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of digestion makes sense.
I don't know enough to counter her take on this.
Because, like, don't you, I mean, if you were to be tested for anything, you'd have to have a lot of it in your system in order for it to be, like...
Well, so that is part of her defense, is that if she was taking a steroid schedule or regime or whatever, she's mm-hmm. doing this a lot, like, she was doping, they would be able to see a gradual buildup in her tests, and it wouldn't just jump into this. I don't know how long she's being tested. I had that same reaction. I was like, is that long enough for this to go into your, or how much?
Yeah.
She's an Olympic athlete, so she's got to be, you know.
And I mean, you're cranking out
a lot of calories.
You're eating a lot of calories, but then at the same time, like, you're working out, you burn calories really fast. So mm-hmm. I don't see, I mean, again, if this happened, that is a super, super sucky way.
Yeah, she is 28. I don't know when the prime of runners is, but that's got to be around there. She's the mm-hmm. best at her events in America. I mean, and she has to wait 4 more years for the next Olympics, so that's a huge deal for her. So hopefully they get it worked out. Or, you know, just the Olympics doesn't happen because Japan has a COVID pandemic. Maybe that will get her out of this. Nobody goes to the Olympics. 101X, Morning X with Jason, Nick, and friends, except Jason is out sick, so Nick and Emily are in here holding down the fort. And we also have intern Riley.
Yes.
This is how desperate we are, Riley. We're letting you talk on the radio today.
Oh, no. I want Riley here.
No, I like Riley. He's very good. I keep him in the other room because he's too good. I'm worried about the competition, so I have to sabotage him so he doesn't do my job.
I see how that is, Nick.
I need everybody to believe that producers only come in very angry and bitter and frazzled. Mm-hmm. And if they know that there are competent people like Riley, I'll be out of a job. let's see. Speaking of not being competent, Cypress Hill is going to be, not them. I just lost my prize sheet. Sorry. Cypress Hill with Atmosphere is going to be at the Whitewater Amphitheater out there in New Braunfels Sunday, August 8th. We've got a pair of tickets. We also have a pair of tickets for another Are You Smarter Than Emily? That's later on in the show. Stay tuned for details. Yep. But right now, we're going to play a round of TP the Box Office. I explained to Emily what the TP stands for off air, and she was just like, yeah, we're just going to call it TP.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. I don't want to risk mm-hmm. it again.
But here's how this is going to work. Emily and Riley are going to play on behalf of two listeners, and they're going to guess the domestic box office numbers for various movies. You're going to guess just how much it made, all-time releases, not adjusted for inflation, et cetera, et cetera. And whoever wins is going to win a pair of Cypress Hill tickets for one lucky listener, and the other one is going to have an enemy for life because they lost the tickets for him.
Oh.
Riley, who do we have today playing on behalf of?
So, first caller was Amanda. Mm-hmm. They are going to be playing for Team Emily.
Yes.
Second caller was Charlie, who is stuck with Team Riley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll see how good that is. Let's start you guys off with an easy one. First one. Okay. I know you both are noted young people.
Very much.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2
Ooh.
From 2011.
Oh, I was there. I was in the midnight release of this.
I don't know
too.
If I ever watched the second one.
Really?
I was there for the first one, and then I never finished it out.
Well. Mm-hmm. That's upsetting. You need to finish the series. Yeah. What's going to happen? Who knows?
Thinking music as well.
Yeah. Think music.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. I'm writing this down, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Write down your stuff there, Riley, just on one of the various post-its that you can find or scratch paper. There we go.
Okay. So Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Domestic. Popular one, too.
Final. Mm-hmm. Final fight. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
I feel like I'm going to underball so hard.
That's the fun of this game, yeah. Dude. Are you underballing or overballing?
It's fun because Riley and I are both youngins and we don't understand money yet.
Yeah.
We don't understand the concept of money.
All right. What do we got? Emily, you go first.
All right. I said, just because it's a big boy, I said $850 million.
Okay.
It might be more than that, but...
At the domestic box office.
Yeah. Okay. 850
Riley?
Million.
Sorry,
I'm not
said
poker facing this very long.
Yeah, no, you're not.
So I said 120 million.
All right. See, I saw over Riley's shoulder. I looked at his paper when he wrote down. I was like, oh, that's stupid. And then Emily came in here.
Idea.
$381
oh,
million. Dollars.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
that's right.
I had higher hopes for Harry Potter. Maybe it's just because I was biased because I was there. I think Maybe. It's more important than it actually
worldwide
is.
Worldwide, it was $1.3 billion. So worldwide.
Oh, my God. forgot. Yes.
Domestic, not quite as much.
I forgot. Yeah, there's the British people also love Harry Potter.
And
so.
China, I think, is where it's all.
Oh,
at.
China too.
But all over the world. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Number two is going to be Dumb and Dumber from 1994.
No. What? So, well,
that is younger than Emily. She was not around for that.
So should we adjust for inflation? Or
it's not adjusted for inflation. But it is just for, like, how many people are going to $1994, how many people were going to movies then.
It is a little cheaper. You can go to a movie for, like, $5, right?
I'm specifically doing this because you guys are younger than this movie and Spider-Man, the next one. But Dumb and Dumber, Jim Carrey, Jeff Bridges? No.
Oh, no.
I don't remember the... I didn't know Jim Carrey. I don't know who the other guy is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. You guys ready?
I think I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right, you're ready.
Okay, yeah, I am.
Emily, Dumb and Dumber, go.
All right, I said 20 million because now that I know that Harry Potter made 100 and whatever, you're laughing again.
Laughing at the tweets
that
are coming in.
No, you're not. You're laughing. You're laughing at how terrible my perception of money is. I made a budget sheet for myself the other day. I'm learning.
But I also just like how you're just doing everything based on, like, well, if Harry Potter made this much, and
that's the only frame of reference.
Which you grossly overestimated.
Yeah.
All right, Riley. Seal the deal.
I actually thought the exact same thing. I was like, well, if Harry Potter made this much, then I'm going to say 75 million because that was a big movie back then.
It was 127 million
in
Dumber.
God.
That wasn't.
Wait,
was that
is that more than Harry Potter?
No. Harry Potter, 381, Dumb and Dumber, 127. Yeah, now, if you adjust it from inflation, maybe that's. We don't do that.
Yeah.
All right, number three. Here, let me say, Riley, intern Riley's in the lead. He's 313 million off. Emily, 576. So anything can happen, potentially, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Let's go Top Gun, 1986.
Top Gun.
Oh,
Tom Cruise.
Okay, good. That was my next question.
I know Tom Cruise. My mom's
Maverick,
a Cruise
Iceman.
Fan.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gun.
Sweaty volleyball on the beach. Hell yeah.
Sweaty volleyball.
Let's do
on
it.
Beach.
Singing to girls in the bathroom. Can't do that anymore.
You shouldn't have ever done that, Nick.
I didn't do it. That was Tom Cruise following What's-Her-Face, not Nicole Kidman, into the bathroom, I think.
Yeah, he's just pulling his hot card with that.
1986, Top Gun.
1986. People love the movies in the 80s.
They're making a sequel, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We decided to wait until Tom Cruise was 60 to do a Top Gun. All right, Emily, putting you on the clock. What do you got?
Oh, wait. I changed my mind.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay.
Top Gun, 1986.
Okay, that's... Okay. 178 million.
Look at that. A reasonable guess from Emily.
Oh, ooh, great.
Riley.
I'm going to go... If Harry Potter is this and Dumb and Dumber is this, I'm going to say 90 million.
Well, I tell you what. One of you is only $2 million off. $180 million for Top Gun. That means, Emily, I don't have your victory music. I'm going to... Oh, there it is. Emily wins.
Oh, yes.
Beats Riley. Actually, no, sorry. Emily does not win.
Wait,
Riley
what?
Wins. Yes. This is great. Riley wins. You get...
Yes.
No, don't stop that music. No.
I played your music, Emily. This is how I fixed this. Because you were so close to Top Gun. So moral victory music for you.
Moral
victory.
It's a win for Tom Cruise.
Congratulations to Charlie. You did it. Amanda, hate Emily for life. Just go to her Instagram feed and just pepper her with emoji responses. That's how
Let
we do it.
CJ Morgan drive you home this afternoon. With an hour of nonstop 101X for the trip. KROX FM, Buda, Austin.